Okay.
And you didn't have to actually tell her.
I think we are here. We should be live. We are live.
Okay, live, we are live.
Live? We're live? Yeah? Right into
the
microphone? Let's air out all our bullshit.
What? Wait, we are live.
We've been live.
Well, you don't. You listen. Usually, Mr. Bill, you're like, fucking set time review.
How many times did I say we're live?
I wasn't paying attention. I heard you. I just chose to ignore you.
I know. You certainly fucking did. So.
Plus, we have to kill a good 2 minutes anyways at the beginning of the stream so that when motherfuckers come back in.
Okay.
Sure that the fucking internet we don't
to make sure that you know the internet doesn't explode, but we're no longer reviewing that show, so we should be okay hopefully.
Yes, Super Scouts, this is a new thing. This will be somewhat interesting. We're the first fucking people to do this that I know of. Welcome to the Sentai Review, episode 214. Are we 14 or 15? 14, now
14.
We're 14. 214 Super Scouts. This
TM
is a new team, a new Sentai team. No, 215. Sorry. Oh my god. Welcome to the Sentai Review, episode 215.
Wait. The previous episode was 213.
Yeah, this is 215 or
214. This is
you shut
me
up, Ronan.
You're fucking me up here.
Ignore the chat.
Get fucked up.
Hey, like every episode, let's start this off right. Negative one quintillion Shane points goes to Ronan.
It was fucked up again. So let's get this. Let's do this.
No.
Around the room.
Episode 214 of the Sentai Review, Super Scouts. Reploid Bill William Bush.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree Protocol. For some reason, I was about to say
you
Seth.
You about forgot
you
your
about
fucking
to say
name.
Seth. I'm, you about said Seth Level Sario.
Because Seth isn't here. I'm used to hearing his name. For
then
some
me,
reason.
And then Scott. Then you. And then me ending it.
I'm about to call myself Seth. Fuck that. I'm Shane and I'm Proto Guy.
Oh my god, this is getting very interesting.
Nick the Lone Paladin. Man, this is great being back in the studio. Nothing's gone wrong. Oh, wait. Everything
hey,
has gone
we
wrong.
We a little rusty with this.
Hey, guys. I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys. I'll leave you alone. This is a comic book. It is a comic book that is only 2 issues in, that is created with the help of Kickstarter. It is a Sentai team that follows the principle of Galaxy Quest. 20 years ago, these people played a Sentai team on television, only to come back 20 years later doing cons to realize that what they did was based on some historical shit.
Oh, this is going to be fucking great.
And it's about to blow up in their faces.
Because do you want to know why? Because I fucking loved Galaxy Quest. That movie was amazing.
From what I have seen of the designs, of which I only saw 2 pictures, I let you guys look at 1 picture. So you've seen a general concept. Well, he contacted me directly. I was very surprised about that. And he said, hey, do you want to look at these suits? And I told him, I said, okay, before I say yes, have you by chance heard our show?
Or seen it or watched it?
Have you witnessed how we do things around here? Because we don't hold punches.
Yeah, I was like,
we
could
shit on things all the time.
We could
and
end
if
up
we're in a bad,
especially
if
when they're really shitty tube-covered writers.
And if we're in a really bad mood, you're going to get shit on.
So I told him, we could end up shitting on you. And he said, he didn't let me go. He went and he looked at a couple of our videos. He came back and he said, do our show. Do it the same thing you guys do. Because it could help us if you find things that you don't like or suggestions or this or that. There are only 2 books in. So this is interesting. This is the first time we're getting to see it, the first time you're getting to see it. Unless you followed this guy or are a part of his Kickstarter, you've not seen this. So this is interesting. Let's go into his concept designs. Seth, James, Meredith, Willie. Those are the names of the four scouts. These are the overall first concept designs. Now, he told me he takes a shape and then builds the personality and costumes and designs off of the shape. That's how he got started.
Fire, earth, wind, and I'm only going to assume water.
Yes, I could assume as such as well. Then he designs the visors on top of this. He's got a tiny
that
fucking
dude's
visor.
Fucking huge.
Yeah, he's
liking,
so big.
I like the green visor the most.
And those are them.
Super Scouts.
These are the official first look that we get right here from the Super Scouts. These are the costume designs.
Okay.
Man, the
and this is them.
Seth is like, I'm red.
Look at the green.
Shut up, Seth.
Look at the green. Look how smug that motherfucker is.
That's what? Shame.
Why do I gravitate towards that dude?
It's because he's a smug motherfucker.
Man, the blue guy, he is jacked.
Hey, Shane, can you spot the leader?
Yeah, can you
surely
spot the
leader? It's not the cocky-looking smartass in the front. That dude, all right, the way that dude's making his face and has got his arm all fucking in front of him and shit, you know who he reminds me of? Brannigan. Zap Brannigan. Would you like some champagne?
Champagne.
It's pronounced champagne. Oh, God!
So, let's take a look. These are the guys. Step one, even if it's concept, rate these costumes, and let's discuss them for that matter.
Yeah, I want to start.
Yep.
Okay, so we look at... I want just to focus right now on the red, green, and pink.
Okay.
Okay? So look at them.
Why not blue?
I'll get to... He's going last for a reason.
He's going last. Is it okay. Because he's the big black guy?
No, that has nothing to do with it.
Good.
You look at their design.
You paused.
I did. I paused for dramatic effect. Now look at the green guy. Look at the design on his costume, right?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
The thing in the middle... And
please,
then he's got the lines here.
I think we're doing fine.
You keep
we're
going.
Still
okay,
on.
So the red guy has the flame on his chest.
Yes.
Right? She has some kind of swirly thing. It's hard to tell. Out of all of them, I like how they all look, by the way. I want to start with that. I like how they all look. But
okay.
The blue guy, in my opinion, is probably the least cool.
Okay, so you think he's the least impressive...
Costume, yes.
But maybe he makes up for it in size.
I'm thinking that his character could be something pretty sweet. Just because he has the least amount of design on his costume doesn't necessarily mean that he's bad.
All the guys have these white necks.
Yes.
The girl does not. It's an absent feature.
Yeah, she has
the
girl. She has the same... It's pink.
All the guys and the girls have a type of shoulder line.
Mm-hmm.
And then three of them have a chest design. He does not. The
no.
blue does not. The green and the green and red, they have belts. It's not an actual belt, but their designs come into a belt. Now, pink, blue, and red have boots. White boots. The green has these white shin things, and then the green feet.
I like how he's giving each of them something that the other doesn't.
Right. Some of them have gloves. See, full white gloves on the boot.
Except for
the
red.
Blue
red doesn't
and the
have
pink.
It.
I can't tell on green yet.
Well,
I think.
Well, Bill,
but then again,
switch over to one of the other pictures.
Okay, so like right here, you could tell for sure he doesn't have gloves.
Yeah, green
gloves.
And red both don't.
Yep.
But pink and blue are wearing
but
white
pink
gloves.
And blue
get I
the
love
gloves.
How he's doing that. He's giving something that the other doesn't.
So the red's boots have a split. See where it goes red
oh,
down the side?
That's actually pretty sweet.
And then
sweet.
The other part comes up.
Pink has it too.
Yeah, and pink has a
but
line.
But blue
that goes
and green
down.
Now.
Green's got weird shin thingies.
Yep.
And then blue's got a full boot.
I'm liking. I like how he's giving. I just like how each one of them is unique.
Yes. Yeah, while still keeping the appearance of looking like they go together. Right. It is a solid design.
It is.
Visors.
That's easy for me.
They all have the white red, outlines.
Red and blue look like they've pretty much had the same visors.
It's pink? Just kind of a slit.
Yeah, it's that kind of Jordy LaForge slit visor thing.
Yep.
Pink's got more of a racing helmet design. And then...
Oh, pink has a white face shield on the bottom, too, which the others don't have.
The others have just their color.
And then green's the got that
All the guys
design.
Have cheeks.
Yep. Green's I think green's got the coolest visor.
Think so?
I think so. I mean,
it's pretty cool, but I actually like the pink helmet better.
I can already tell you right now, just by looking at these costumes alone, I've already figured out my favorite.
It's green, we know.
It's green.
It's green.
Honestly,
okay.
Normally, I would probably say I like the red one a lot because, you know, I like the whole fire aesthetic. Mm-hmm. I like the way the design is on it. I actually like pink the best.
Okay. She's solid. I think she's my second favorite.
I'm noticing you're not jumping. Are these not doing anything for you?
It's like they are, but they aren't.
He likes certain things about him and doesn't like certain things about him.
Because it's like the blue over there, it's like, you're missing a chess piece.
That
might
be
on purpose,
though.
It's throwing me off here.
Yeah, but that might, I wonder if that stands him out to be the, because I could be very wrong, but looking at his size and the motif and the way this edges out his chest... To me, and this is very much
like
reading into something
wave.
That I don't know. I'm reading into something that's probably not there, but to me, that embolizes the shield, the wall. Everybody else has a design, which indicates a power. He's all chest. His size, there's nothing framing inside the chest. It almost seems like he's the wall.
Maybe he's like... He's the
tank.
He's a tanky character.
Right.
Which is interesting.
See, I was thinking more tidal wave because if you look at the white as they come down and around and do like a little swirl.
Right.
It's almost like a tidal wave splashing.
He could be water.
So that's probably what it is that's water.
If they have an element to him, he's probably...
Well, I think very much there's some sort of elemental concept because he's fire.
Fire, wind, and earth.
Yeah, I think it's very much
more
you could
of like
tie
a
that
plant.
Down.
Because I'm just liking the red one.
You like
overall.
The red one? Hey, man, the red is sick.
You like him the most or the only one?
I'm liking him the most. I have no problem with the green, even though it's weird with the boots.
Okay.
The pink is okay. The blue is just...
pretty basic.
It's under. It's like most... All four of them have a basic concept, but the blue is just missing... chess symbol that are on the other three. It's just like it's not complete. Doesn't feel complete.
I don't know. I feel like that's his own. I feel like a personality, because when you talk about visual media and you're jumping outside of things like visual media is different concepts in comics than it is in television. In television, you could show by movement. You could show by personality. You could show by introducing characters. In a comic book, you have to be able to show character traits immediately. That's why he's so big.
He's the big dude.
But also, if you look at his look, as opposed to the others, you could tell that green is smug. You could tell that pink has an attitude... and may even be a little standoffish. You could tell that Red is very into this thing. He is the leader. And you can see it. He's kind of got this brazen move forward attitude like he's Captain Kirk.
Yeah, he's Tim Allen.
Yeah. He's Tim Allen. Yeah, it's exactly what he is. But the blue...
the big blue guy just kind of looks like he's there. He seems Alan Rickman.
I wonder if he is the if he's the gentle giant. I feel like he's the gentle giant. Like, he's approachable. Out of every guy here, he would be the easiest to walk up to, but the most intimidating to walk up to.
You want
to
know what I also think? Because it may be called Super Scouts, but it is technically
it's Galaxy Quest Super Sentai.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder if this guy is following the same kind of thing that Sentai has followed. Blue is the
smarter, but he's huge. But maybe
but think about it, this guy's like a bodybuilder,
right?
But it doesn't mean that he ain't the smartest motherfucker.
Could very well.
I mean,
so he could be the Bruce Banner Hulk from Infinity War,
right?
Oh,
think about what have we always
Professor Hulk?
We've always had.
Oh, wait, not Infinity War, Endgame.
Endgame, but yeah, Professor Hulk.
We have not
basically,
as far as I've seen, we have not had a big genius as the Blue Ranger. We've always had the nerdy kind of guy.
Well, I mean,
like Billy.
Yes.
Yeah, but Billy ended up starting getting fucking jacked up a bit.
He did.
That goes into the shows and how, like I said, if you don't have a lot of time to introduce your characters, you play with outside conveyances.
Yep.
So you have to show the character immediately by how they look, how they act,
and get it across. With that said,
so they've played to cliches, and then they build off of them.
There are certain series that have a Blue Ranger that's not the smartest, Rocky. I'm just saying that, you know, when you look at...
We never talk about that guy.
Technically, you could kind of say the same about Justin.
Billy was always
actually,
big. Billy was always jacked, but you couldn't see it
Justin
in the original first season because they
tried
to hide
it. He was only like
10
years old, and he was in high school. He was actually brilliant. He just didn't know. They didn't really... They told you that he was smart without really showing
Seth
it to you.
Seth said, no, we had TJ in space. He was a bigger dude who was smart. So, that's Seth's interjection.
Well, TJ was a bigger guy, but
dude,
this
do
guy...
Do we got any more pictures
yes, we do.
For these?
These are the first set of pictures. I have three folders. I have frames from the actual books.
Okay, let's... Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wait.
See, he looks a lot smaller now,
yeah.
But that he's also standing a
he's
lot
also
further
standing
back.
Way far back.
Or
fucking Pink got huge.
But we don't know the story.
That's true.
We have like a Justin thing on our hands where he's actually a kid and he grows to be a bigger dude.
Oh, all right. Yeah, yeah.
We
okay.
don't know that. We don't know.
What if we were looking at the scouts a second ago that are 20 years older?
That's true. That could be
and
it.
And the
he
blue
could
have very
kid.
Well been a little dude.
He could have been a boy at first.
That grew to be a huge dude.
Motherfucking dude. All right,
I like that concept. I don't like the Justin concept where I'm a kid and I get bigger.
I'm noticing Green's helmet changed.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
have
there's
hair.
A difference
the, yeah,
in Green's
the visor.
Helmet.
Yeah, he doesn't have the black
the
line
pink's
coming down.
The kind of a bit different, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They all have these blue line things, too, where their eyes are.
Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't notice
those
before.
I know you didn't care for it.
Which is kind of ridiculous that you did because you can't see specific colors.
Having your own green shoes makes you stand out.
Yes, it does.
And he looks like the kind of guy that wants to stand out.
Yes.
Even though the red is kind of taking up all the space.
Leader.
Hmm?
Captain Kirk level leader, like Bill Shatner exercises his fucking rights to
zap
have more camera
Brannigan,
time.
Zap Brannigan, Bill. That's why I said.
Next.
He's Zap Brannigan.
Bromp.
They're out of the suits here, kind of. But the suits are different.
Yeah, these suits are a bit different.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
The green guy is giving me some real Green Lantern vibes.
Yeah. Is it because of the ring weapon he's using?
It is. He is
shooting
the ring
yellow
bump.
Beam?
He is giving off some big Green Lantern vibe.
The blue is huge. See?
God, look how big that dude. That dude will kick
unless that beam is coming from the blue guy and the fucking green guy is just punching.
What if we're looking at ninja thing like we did in our series where they had the ninja suits, they had to go to those. Then, because in season 3, they had to go ninja before they could go ranger. We could be looking at a prep suit where their faces are out. They're not as armored. They're not as powerful.
Another series does that. Ninja Storm, when they are in their street clothes and they fight like that version's like putties,
yeah.
They rip their clothes off and underneath is a black ninja costume before they morph into their suits.
Okay.
I think the only issue comes up there is that it's off-centered from the big blue guy's centered circle, the blast. So,
I mean, I'm just saying, it could have been. But it's probably some weird weapon thing from the green guy.
I think the green guy is shooting some kind of thing.
It looks like that. And then you got the red guys.
There's older Red.
Old Red guy fucking remembering the glory days, wearing his old flannel shirt.
He's pulling a Mick Foley here.
He's like, man, awesome. I wish I could fit in that suit again.
No shit, that's part of it.
He's like, damn it, why did I have to have kids and a case of beer every day? Some bitch!
Okay, here we're standing in front of a display case with the old Ranger suits.
And
I'm guessing these are some sort of weapons. I see
stuff?
A type of
staff
thing.
You also know
that's
there's
a greenish gun.
Did you also know there's kind of like a Brown Ranger helmet next to the blue?
Yeah,
like because remember this is only a team of four.
Yeah, well, that might have been the fifth Ranger.
Could there have been a situation like that? Maybe
they could have had a fifth person show up,
or maybe what we're looking at is they're specifically over here checking out their two suits. But maybe the show went on after them.
A new generation.
And maybe both of these, because this...
Yeah, that green helmet's different than the actual green helmet.
So it could very well be other... Maybe they're at a con with a bunch of stuff.
I need to read the comic.
Here was my motorcycle.
That motorcycle is dope.
Hey, you have a better motorcycle than
most of the common riders.
Some of the common riders don't even get cool motorcycles.
No, they get derpy, lame fucking dirt bikes.
I got this here fucking Kawasaki dirt bike. Broom, broom, henching time, bitches.
And yeah, the chat said kind of like a Zio power chamber. I think what's really going on is they're at a con, but yeah, I get the idea. Because the Zio chamber in the first Zio stuff, that was cool. They had all
their
costumes back there.
Yeah,
there was a history in the background.
I'll get you, Gadget, next time!
I don't know, maybe that guy's some sort of...
bad guy.
Yeah, something like that. Now, these costumes that they're looking at are different also. In fact, they're reminiscent of Zio.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder if we're looking at a type of interpretation of our show... that then went on to do, you know, maybe these actors were in 3-4 different costumes before
they left the show.
Before they left the show.
Seth said he's the CEO who's mad that the show went under.
Oh, no, wait. It might just be somewhat crude, but the yellow here and on the whatnot, I wonder if that's what these are.
Oh, that could be it.
Just not wearing the helmet things.
Why does Green have a cod piece?
To protect his balls.
Oh, man, he does.
Like, Pink's got, like, a weird front skirt thing.
Unless he's holding a... No, I don't know.
I'm getting some of those R Ninja designs.
Yeah, that's what I said back when we first saw these, is I think we're looking at a ninja thing where they transform into this.
What we're looking at is the Red Ranger looking down and being like, guys, I didn't stay in shape like you did.
Right, no shit. The blue can't wait to show off what he's still
like,
got
fucking
going on.
Look at me, bitches.
Dude,
and the
red
like,
guy's like, I kind of
the red guy's
40.
Like, I kind of forgot my girdle at home. Give me a minute.
Everybody else looks like they're still in good shape.
Yeah.
Captain's log, I've lost my toupee and girdle and cannot leave my room.
Okay.
Is new green beating up old green?
Could be something like that. Or it could be some weird...
mirror matchup or...
Oh, wait, it could
training.
Be... it could be the...
passing of the torch?
No. Like in Galaxy Quest.
What if...
When they got pulled up to the spaceship and they're like, oh, you are the heroes, blah, we...
Right. Since I know
what
this
if,
is based
what if
on a
they
concept
are,
like
what
that...
If, what if the guy in the older style costume... is, like, one of the aliens part of that team.
What if those were the costumes? Not necessarily these. Well, no, they have to be, because he's sitting there staring at it. There is something going on, because they're fighting their younger selves. This was him.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, what?
This is him grown up. This could very much be an in-mind, we couldn't do that kind of thing anymore. Because, yeah, that's him getting beat up by himself. Just like young Blue and old Blue. 20 years difference. Bulking up, changing.
Oh, young Blue That man's a bodybuilder. He's going to slap upon your face.
Apparently, I pissed off all the
writers.
Or
you win.
Or all the Ryder fans.
And it looks like
so did Bill, because we agreed that this guy's bike was infinitely cooler than any of the bikes.
No, I didn't say any of them.
That the recent ones have had.
I don't know. I've seen some bad fucking Ryder bikes.
Yep. Fucking tiny Gary Coleman dude. Except he did grow.
Okay, this is cool.
So maybe he was a bad guy.
Okay.
Or is
that
was?
Guy we saw.
Yeah, yeah, the weird, the guy that...
This angry, shitty dude here.
Was the white.
What if he was some bad guy for their show?
What if he was part of the team that didn't agree with them?
Yeah, or something to that extent.
Kind of like how the new Power Ranger movie, Rita was part of the team, but had her own agenda and basically split from the team.
Because this is neat. I like this costume, too. It almost seems like a white Zeo Ranger that we never got.
The chest piece kind of reminds me of the ones that we saw in the glasses.
Yeah.
This seems like this is what your sixth person would be like.
Mm-hmm. Well, they only had four, so it'd be the fifth person.
But
he's also clashing with something black. What if he was their Tommy Oliver-esque character, their extra ranger that got really famous, clashed with the final bad guy, and it cost him his powers? And
we already went over the names of the characters. They were Seth,
Meredith,
Willie, and what was the... It wasn't Bob, was it?
No. Nothing. It
would have been funny as shit. James.
Yep, Seth, James, Meredith, Willie.
Now, we don't know which one's which. I mean, other than Meredith, that's kind of a dumb given.
No, we do. We do. Because it's written into their shapes. Seth is the square. He becomes this.
Oh,
James
okay.
becomes this.
Meredith
is the triangle. She becomes this. That's
Willie.
He told
Willie.
Me this is how they decided... How they built. So see, this is a triangle going down. That's because he's big, and he kind of arcs down like a Christmas tree-esque back. And then each of them are based on a type of shape that he then concepted from that. So he drew the shapes first.
Which is pretty
so,
legit,
so basically
actually.
In the chat, we're getting people who are just now showing up.
Or just now paying attention. Because
no, that
these
happens.
Things are starting to kick off. They're like, oh, these are actually kind of neat.
So
or
that's
not, who knows.
So
I'm
we don't know what he is, but he's neat. He's
really neat.
To me, he looks like a white Zeo Ranger we never had.
That we wish we would have had.
Oh yeah.
Could have got rid of the gold.
Okay, that's what I have for them.
Sweet, we have one more folder.
Which gives me one last picture, an exclusive look at villains.
Wow.
These are evidently the bad guys that are coming in.
Dark Rangers or whatever.
Possibly Dark Ranger concepts because, well, here's the thing. From what he told me, this is supposed to be a Galaxy Quest-esque thing where they figure out 20 years later that what they did was based on history. What if they were cast on purpose a certain way and all of these guys look like those guys? See?
Yeah.
That would be craziness.
Except they show up
and for whatever reason these guys are these guys. You get what I mean?
Except
the colors
like
are kind of changing.
Willie's the red guy then.
Right. But I'm saying they were just cast and whoever stole the material knew that it was some sort of weird historical thing and wrote the scripts. Knew what they looked like or whatever,
the green,
so he casted them that way.
The green over there is giving me a Kamen Rider type feel with the face design.
Yeah, a bit. And then the pink one reminds me of the Ranger Hunter
a little bit.
The
blue's helmet kind of reminds me of Magneto.
Yeah, the dark blue helmet is
just
very Magneto-esque.
You just can't see his face. Because it could be just a big visor.
He welcomes you to die, Shane.
I'm thinking this thing looks pretty fucking interesting.
This is what we've got.
Hey, dude, listen, man.
Seth, at the very beginning of this, said...
He said, because
I'm assuming we're rating this, right?
We're going to have to rate these guys, and we're going to have to... We didn't do it in the last one we were supposed to. We're going to pick our favorite, supposed to be doing.
Easy, real quick. Last show, episode we did, Shinobi.
Yeah, for me it was that. It was Shinobi. That Shinobi guy, too.
Oh, yeah.
Shinobi. So well, that was easy.
For the last episode, my favorite was tied. It was the Shinobi and the Grandfather Clock.
Okay.
Because that dude was fucking sweet.
Yeah.
But for this one...
Green.
So Shane's giving it a... Or Seth's giving it a 4... Because he said they're pretty basic, but in a good way. So,
yeah, I admit their designs are very basic, but they play to that aspect very well, since every single one of them gets something that is easily discernible as a team, but keeps them separate and unique in their own features.
I'm going for a 4.7. I really dig these designs. Granted, yeah, they're kind of basic. Each one has something special about them. I don't know. They're just... You can actually feel kind of how the characters are supposed to be played off just from the outfit and how they're standing.
Yeah.
I like the elemental.
It's very good conveyance.
I like the elemental theme.
Yeah.
One controls an element.
Well, we don't know if they control an element, but they have an elemental theme.
It seems feasible.
I'm going to go and give the same score as Nick, 4.7.
Okay.
So I like the basic design of it, at least with this part. I don't know if they're going to change it up somewhat within later issues or something like that. Add a battleizer here, battleizer there.
Exactly. So, and we've already seen that the costumes don't stay the same. There's something going on where they have, like, multiple suits.
But, like I said, it's the blue that's throwing me off on it. And it's going to keep throwing me off because there's no chess symbol piece, so I can't even do a 4.
See,
throwing
the
me
thing
off that
is,
badly.
Scott, the thing is, I'm pretty sure that big open space with the little wavy thing off to each side is supposed to be like flowing water. Either a big tidal wave or a river.
3.6.
Okay.
By the way, Seth said his favorite is the big blue guy.
Yeah. Seth does migrate towards those characters, though. His name online for years when we used to play MMOs and whatnot was Tank.
So, we're just waiting on...
Me.
You.
I'm going to match you guys on the 4.7. I see room for improvement. But if this is your starting area, if you can keep this going, this is super solid design. I don't know anything about their story.
Not yet.
But... Concept, design, standing alone. Everybody's unique, but they seem to belong together. They stand apart. They have defined personalities, both from their suits, their stances, and their symboled nature. And I think it works very, 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 very well.
Yeah, people are wanting you to zoom in on blue a bit.
I'm definitely saying my favorite is red.
My favorite's pink. I really like the design for her.
Mine's green.
I don't know if it's just the swirling wind aesthetic for her or what. It's just something about her kicks off, and I really like the way she looks.
Something, I'm there with you, actually. I'm pink as well. I don't know what it is. But
it's something about that wind design that kind of adds to it.
You see where everybody else is symmetrical?
She's not.
She's not. And that does keep her interesting. I like the white boots, white gloves. I like the way that she's not symmetrical, where some of the lines are on the bottom of her leg, some are up towards the top of her leg, some span across her hips, but in different ways. This one comes up her hip and into her navel, but the other one comes off of her pelvis and back around her back on the top side of her hip. I like that difference because you know it curves around her back, then comes around her front and does that swirl. And then somewhere on the back it must split and go into the shoulders. And she's the only one with a full white face mask, which I think is neat, where the other guys have cheeks. But I don't think anybody is bad. What?
Somebody said they see a skull with a crown on blue. I'm not seeing that anywhere.
Yeah, I don't see that. I don't know what they're seeing.
Me neither.
I don't know. I know that I like this. And I know that I'm going to be sniping the shit up out of this picture to use as my background for a little while.
Yeah, no shit.
This is solid work. Congratulations to you.
I really wish we had the person who's in charge of this in the chat right now.
That would have been nice. I could work on getting us a talk with him or something like that. Maybe something to the extent after he sees this and whatnot. It's tough to get a hold of him. I send him a message, and then he kind of gets back to me like the next day. I'm sure there's no malice to it. It's just for whatever. He could be sleeping at a different time. Fucking know.
So, all in all, these guys get a 4.34.
Nice.
That's a pretty damn good start.
Yeah, that's a pretty damn good start.
Because you said, what, like two issues in?
From what I understand, he's about to hit his second issue.
I was going to say, if he's two issues in, and this is the first of showing anything, that doesn't match up.
Yes, it does. Kickstarter doesn't make you an overnight success.
No, I mean, wouldn't he have released the first issue publicly or something like that?
There is a Kickstarter for this.
So that means some other people have already seen it.
But not very many. It's a Kickstarter program. So if you want to go to it and help him out...
We're the first to review it.
We're the first to review it from my knowledge.
But if he's on his second issue...
He's working on his second... Okay, so with Kickstarter, you don't give them out issue to issue immediately. You do stuff for your Kickstarter backers.
So the backers may have got the first issue.
But it's not publicly out yet.
Wouldn't that have meant that somebody else has seen the first issue and did a review?
No.
Have you seen it?
We're the first ones.
As far as I know, nobody else has talked about this. I've seen his Kickstarter. He talks about it.
See, the problem is with me. If you guys are saying he's on his second issue, it makes it sound like he's already got the first issue out there. So,
we're still the first ones to review it.
Maybe not. Maybe there is somebody else. But as far as I know...
This is an exclusive as far as we know. We were approached by the guy, and he said, hey, could you review this?
He asked, would we go over this?
Okay.
To which I'm excited to actually read this. And I don't read comics that much.
That's this guy. That's this team. Maybe in the description below, I could find his Kickstarter and post it in the description. So if anybody wants to go over there, check it out, see more information or whatever, I'll let you guys do that. But I think that's it. We're done for the night, so we'll be seeing you guys later. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.